Last but not least, let's talk about tax cuts, tariffs, and the alleged $2 trillion that is going to cost us in a migrant crisis. Let's get into that. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's rock.
You even introduced this 15% corporate tax rate for companies to produce in America and hire American workers. But how will you pay for it? The Committee for a Responsible Budget says your plans will increase the debt by $7.5 trillion.
Yeah. But they don't know.
The Wall Street Journal said that your plans will increase the debt and deficits more than Kamala Harris's.
If I do this, you're going to have car companies coming back to the country because of the taxes and the tariffs. The tariffs will protect them when they come in. Tariffs are a very beautiful word. It's a word that's going to make our country rich again.
But what about the criticism, and the Journal has done this as well, that if you do put something like a 200% tariff on a product, that it's only going to mean higher prices for consumers?
It's not. No, it doesn't mean
it's
that.
It's got to be passed on somehow.
No, right. All I'm doing is saying I'll put 200 or 500. I don't care. I'll put a number where they can't sell one car into the United. I don't want them to sell the car because I don't want them hurting our car companies.
I don't understand why that's so difficult for people to understand and capture. I don't understand why that's so difficult for people to understand and take into consideration. Why is that so hard for people? Trump is saying, listen, if they never sell a car on American soil, I'm cool with that. And I absolutely 100% agree with it. Again, I am 100% in agreement with it. If it's going to cost American jobs or American taxpayers, why would I entertain it and why would it be a thing? Why are people fighting to have foreign entities come into the United States of America to sell them something that they don't need already? We have enough foreign automakers that's already here, and most of the time they're here because they already are feeding into the manufacturing base. The American automakers are already paying egregious wages, but you would let somebody manufacture something cheaper overseas and then ship it here and take the profits outside of the United States of America. Why does that make sense? Why would you advocate for that? And again, I like the fact that Trump is willing to tell it like it is and say exactly what he mean and mean what he said. He said, listen, yes, I'm going to put a tariff on him. And if I got to put a 200% tariff on them, I'm cool with that, because if it was up to me, they wouldn't even be looking to sell cars inside of the United States of America in the first place. We only want American automakers. Why is that so difficult for people to grasp? I'm 100% in agreement with that.
To the United, I don't want them to sell the car because I don't want them hurting our car companies.
And how are you going to pay for all of this no tax on stuff? And you said that there's a lot of fat in government
growth.
That you're going to save money.
No, I said, I gave you an answer, growth.
Growth, that's the key word. That was former President Trump with me Sunday on Sunday Morning Futures discussing his tax and tariff policy plans ahead of the November election, now 3 weeks away. Last week, Trump unveiled two new tax proposals to allow interest on car loans to be deductible and to end the double taxation of Americans living abroad. Vice President Kamala Harris also rolled out a number of tax proposals, including expanding the child tax credit, providing tax credits for first-time homebuyers. Let's get into it and look at the differences here. Joining me now is Americans for Tax Reform President Grover Norquist. Grover, thanks very much for being here. Walk us through the key differences between Trump and Harris's tax policy proposals, please.
Well, Trump's policies are to continue present policy, which you do not need to pay for. Senator Crapo, finance leader in the Senate, has said, we never pay for present policy continuing. We didn't when we extended the Bush tax cuts. So this is a left-wing argument that we have to pay for lower taxes that are already in existence. One of the great things that the president's done is said, let's go to 15% on the cut in the corporate rate. We've seen how powerful that was in giving us growth. To go down to 21, to go to 15, makes us much more competitive with China and Europe and the rest of the world. What the tax cuts that Kamala Harris talks about, many of those are simply writing checks to people from the IRS. Those are refundable tax credits to people who don't pay taxes. She's trying to count as tax cuts a lot of spending.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, in terms of Trump's thinking that taking taxes down to these levels will actually trigger growth, do you buy into that? Do you believe that will lead to growth? Because he said the last time he was in office, the tax cuts actually brought in so much more revenue that the swath of people paying taxes and the actual tax cuts led to growth. Do you think that will happen?
Well, you saw that in the 1920s with the Republican tax cuts then. And then you saw it in the 1960s with John F. Kennedy's tax rate reductions. When you reduce marginal tax rates, you get significant growth. And over time, it was very quick in the case of Trump. You actually bring in more money. The corporate taxes today at a lower rate are bringing in more money than before he cut those taxes.
And we will be booming even more. We will be booming even more than we was in 2017, 18, 19. We would be booming. It would be money everywhere. We're going to be paying tuition in the strip club. We're going to be making it rain. We're going to be getting to the bag. We're going to, oh my God. We're going to bring Dodge and Chrysler back so that I don't have my last call and I'm not the last person to get a Hellcat, the jailbreak. Yes, we are. Yes, we can. Yes, we will. We're going to be making it rain when Trump won the presidency. Well, first, for the first couple of years, he got to fix what Biden and Harris did. The burden of what is that can't be undone, or whatever her speech is. The burden of what is undone and can't be done and redid it and undone it. So, but we're going to be making it rain, baby.
Taxes. That gave you growth and more resources.
The last 2 years, we're going to make it rain after he fixed the first 2 years.
So a new study from the Tholos Foundation finds illegal immigration could cost taxpayers at least $2 trillion over a decade in Medicare spending. This is under Harris's amnesty.
And that's just in Medicare spending? That's insane. $2 trillion over the next decade in Medicare spending? I mean, Medicare is insolvent.
And Medicare for All system. Harris has recently claimed that she doesn't support Medicare for All anymore. But she was the first senator to co-sponsor Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All bill. She wrote her own Medicare for All plan during the 2020 presidential run, Grover. What about that? And is this a strain that is going to be on American citizens because of her amnesty plan and what it does for the Medicare system?
It puts two things together. It reminds everybody that when she was in charge of the border, you had millions of people come over who she now wants to give health care guarantees to, Medicare for All. The plan she endorsed, the plan she was the first co-sponsor of, is more radical than anything they've ever done in Canada. It would ban your health savings account. That would be gone. It would ban your present.
Oh, no, 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 no. Not an HSA. You know how we leverage the HSA to get to the bank? No, Freaky Jason. No, Freaky Jason. We can't ban an HSA. Of all of the things that y'all want to get rid of, y'all want to get rid of the HSA? Nope. Nope. No, Freaky Jason. No, no, no.
Insurance, your present health insurance, your present relationship with the doctor, all gone. Just government-run health care. One big post office. Not even, no emails, no FedEx, just one big government monopoly. And she has been for that for as long as she's been in the Senate. She has been a supporter of that. To argue that
Canada
for political purposes,
so
she's not
going to
say it out loud anymore.
I would have left
changes
Canada
nothing.
A long time ago.
Now, you've signed on to this letter with other groups, conservative nonprofit and advocacy group leaders. You've outlined the threat to free speech under a potential Harris-Waltz administration. This letter points to Harris's crusade as California Attorney General to force conservative nonprofit groups to produce donor lists for the government. Grover, why do they want donor lists? You say Harris has a long record of squashing free speech. Is that what you're talking about, that unleashing the donor lists, showing Kamala who's donating to the other side, will get Kamala and her team to squash free speech and bully those groups?
We have seen that the Democratic mayor of Chicago say he's going to go after Chick-fil-A because he doesn't like their politics.
That's
with
terrible.
Government power. We've seen in California people say that the government should not do business with Elon Musk because they don't like his politics. You don't think they can pick on individuals? You don't think labor unions can sit on their members who may contribute to a group they don't approve of? This will chill the ability of people to contribute first to their political interests, but also to what church they go to.
Wow, that is incredible, Grover. Thanks very much for walking us through it. All right, we'll keep following all of that. Grover Norquist, good to see you.
I think that I just don't like Democrats' economic policy at all. I don't like the idea that they tax you more. I don't like moving into a Canadian-based system. I don't like any of that. I don't like free health care for all, because then everybody benefits that don't even pay into the system. And the people that don't pay into the system, they suffer the most. I don't know. Y'all let me know what y'all think inside of the comments. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all.